It is now 5 p.m. Time for Q's in a Pod! We have no joke for this one.
Yay!
But we are...
I meant to come up with a joke.
But yep. You didn't, so you were wrong.
Yeah, also, I just realized that there's probably going to be commentary, and they're not, like, none of you are going to be heard. It's just going to be our responses to things, which is going to be hilarious.
It'll be great. We'll just repeat what they say. So, where are we, Daniel?
We're here.
And where is here?
It's Vassar College, for some reason.
But what's going on at Vassar College for some reason?
I don't know. Dang old kids are like having a convention of some sort, dressing up, having fun.
Called NSCon or NSCon. No such convention.
It was once called NonCon, but they've moved away from that wisely.
Even though NSCon is not as catchy, they need a new name.
It's fine. It's better than suggesting the kind of fic that we shouldn't be looking at. So Amber.
Yes.
We have here topics suggested by people at this convention.
First, Tom, shouldn't we introduce ourselves?
We should, because we always forget that. So who are we?
Q's in a Pod.
What are our individual names?
Amber, Daniel, and Tom.
What do we do?
Things? Introduce yourself.
I'm Tom Quackenbush, fantasy author.
I'm Amber Hawk, artist, farmer, and currently... old anime and manga seller.
I'm Daniel. I'm a secular occultist. I also work at a bank. And
Amber, what's our first topic for this evening?
Okay. Which one do you want me to randomly pick? Tell me.
It's not random if I tell you.
Tell me when.
Now.
Okay, not that one. Trilobites and dinosaur erotica.
Okay, I don't have much to say about that topic. I appreciate someone's guessing.
How do you spell that?
Do have to say, remember when for some reason there was a meme that was dragons having sexual congress with cars? For our listeners at home, we have some younger listeners here, so I'm going to try to watch my mouth, but these two will not.
I'm sorry. I'm from the internet. It's filters aren't possible.
Okay.
So remember when there were dragons having... Why? Why did that happen? Why was that the thing that catalyzed?
Because there's the simple fact, the rule on the internet, of course, is 34. If there is a concept, there is porn of it immediately. Somebody
why
threw out the random idea of what they thought could be like the weirdest thing possible, which is a dragon having sex with a car. And somebody else drew it. And then somebody drew it really well. And then somebody else drew it even better.
It's
and
true.
They
lovely.
Reenacted it on, you know, Robot Chicken and stuff, I think.
Yeah, the minute that a meme is on television, it's gone.
Well, but Rule 34 is more like a rule of physics. It's, you know, it's present whether it's cool or not.
Yeah. There's definitely more than meets your eye when you're dealing with dragons and cars.
It's all about the tailpipe.
Oh, yeah, you've got to have the tailpipe. Like, that is your point of entry. It should be an exit, but we know how that is.
Okay, what I want to talk about with dinosaurs...
Yeah, yes, please.
Other than them being awesome, is dinosaur comics,
they have the same art.
Yeah.
Daily dinosaur
Yeah,
comics.
Didn't they just have an anniversary?
I think they did.
All right.
But that's all same artwork, and they've done this comic for over 13 years.
And it's
which
still
is amazing.
Fresh. It's still golden. We'll link it in the show notes.
They've, in fact, done Sherlock erotica, so you can bring it back to there slightly.
There we go. Erotica. They always bring you back with erotica.
They do.
Think you're gone, they bring you back.
I think what they're probably referencing here is there is actually like...
dinosaur erotica?
Yes. It's a commercial series.
What?
Yes, there's like taking by the tribe...
Yes, there's
yes.
this guy Chuck.
I hate that I know this.
Yeah, there's this guy Chuck Tingle, and he makes books. It's always gay erotica, but it's like taken by Donald Trump's hairpiece. Like it's never sensible things. And at some point, it's like it was like taken by a Chuck Tingle book about being taken by a Chuck Tingle book. And it was like inception of gay erotic pornography.
I appreciate it. That actually makes me want to read that.
And he's selling. Like, I know who Chuck Tingle is.
Okay.
Do we have anything else to say about trilobites or dinosaur erotica?
We haven't even touched on trilobites.
No.
Tell me about trilobites.
They're cool. They're kind of like giant pill bugs, right?
They're like giant pill bugs.
Which, for those of you who don't know, I have several sow bugs that I raise in containers. So if anyone wants some sow bugs, there are a ton of them now.
Yeah, that's actually, like, you didn't know that, but you actually got conned in here to be sold extra sow bugs.
And you will not leave without a sow bug.
Oh, yes.
It's because someone in this room gave me praying mantis eggs. And so I bought bugs to feed them with, and then all the praying mantises died. But all the sow bugs have thrived. Yeah, and now they're being used in my hermit crab cage.
Yes. Okay. For food. Now have we exhausted trilobites?
Oh, no. They did actually, I guess, recently concluded a study based on fossil analysis showing that trilobites actually hunt prey rather than bumping into it randomly.
Huh.
Oh, good.
Which is sort of exciting.
Can they smell?
Well,
I don't
dead.
Think so, no. But they did actually find some fossils showing the actual process of them. Ooh. Like they have a bunch of little legs along their body, and then they'll bump into the worm and then kind of like pull it underneath themselves. So it actually looks like they're hugging the worm a little bit. And then they
So that's where the erotica comes in.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard about going better to erotica? That daddy long legs? The daddy long legs that was found with an erection? Was fossilized?
Yes, I did. In amber.
Yeah, and what's confusing is that there isn't, like, a female one also fossilized with it.
Sometimes a man just likes to be on his own.
I don't know how daddy long legs work, but apparently that's amazing.
Well, you know, I mean, before...
Probably watching daddy long legs a lot.
Right.
Exactly.
We're not kink shaming. We're picking a new topic. And the new topic is...
Not that one yet. Gamergate.
Gamergate!
It's about... Yes, it's not about misogyny and threatening people who have a different opinion of you. It's about gaming journalism, and only that.
I would like to mention...
Ignore the millions of rape and death threats that any woman gets for even remotely mentioning it slightly.
Our audience members sighed at that comment.
Yeah, there was an audible sigh in the room. I'm not sure if it's caught on the mic.
Are we sort of all on the same side that it was like ridiculous bullshit, or is that still like a point of debate?
I will pretend like I'm a horrible person for the sake of the podcast.
You've read a lot about it, though.
I read occasional things. All right. This is me entirely being a horrible person. That Anita Sarkeesian, did I say her name right?
Anita Sarkeesian?
If you say it three times, she is summoned like Beetlejuice.
I think you might be talking about the wrong person. She's the one that did the series of video games and feminism.
Right. Somehow, like, she has opinions on Gamergate.
Oh, no, of course she does. If you're a woman in the media, you have an opinion on Gamergate because you've probably been harassed by them.
That's true. I'm sorry, I can't be the horrible person anymore. The worst part is that every time someone's like, oh, well, you know, I don't know if this is really true, they immediately get horribly attacked by misogynists on Tumblr and Twitter until they're destroyed. They're like, well, now I agree with...
Well, because clearly the easiest way to prove that it's not about harassing women or being a misogynist is, you know, by sending rape and death threats to somebody.
Has that not worked? Rape and death threats are gold. Yes.
Well, actually, the person that this is actually about, the original journalist that, got wrapped up in this whole thing. She's been fighting a defamation suit with her, her ex, and she had to drop it recently because the harassment that she's been getting is to such a degree that, like, all of her friends and family basically had to leave her, you know, disappear because they can't have any connection with her. So she had to drop her suit because it just was not worth it to...
I read that letter. It was really depressing.
Yes.
Like, it felt like a letter that was written with, like, literally a gun pressed to her temple.
Well, essentially. It's being told that this awful thing happened to you and you can't do anything about it. Parallel, Kesha just got told that she still has to, like, finish her albums.
I know!
With the man who raped her.
With the man who raped her!
Because Sony cares about...
but I found a douchey.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's like Dr. Luke or something.
Yeah, I think it is. Shitty. But yes, like,
but, right.
She was a poor, innocent flower, and he ruined that, and Kesha's entertaining. I think she has a genius-level IQ, too. I think she's in Mensa.
Yes, but if you haven't seen her, like, on Conan, you probably wouldn't know that, because, you know, the persona she originally pursued...
She has a music video that involves, like, unicorns at a party. I'm pretty sure she's a genius, because that is amazing.
All right. Probably.
Okay. I'll link it in the show notes.
Okay, going back to if you say her name three times, she gets summoned.
Yes.
Okay. What are the rules about that sort of summoning? Like, does it have to be in a row?
No.
Can you like wait 5 minutes? Like, ever in conversation?
Yeah, I don't think Beetlejuice cares when
he's sitting there like in the ether, being like, one more time. What kind of bug is that? What do you want to drink? Come on, say it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I don't know. You'd think that there wouldn't be a time. You think that there'd be like some time period that would expire.
I wonder if he has like a little date. It's like, well, you've said it once, and this person said it twice. So like, if he just has like a little tally for everyone,
it's either that or he's not stuck in time, so he can create multiple instances of himself whenever needed.
We may be overthinking it, definitely more than Tim Burton did.
But it definitely can't be three different people saying it once. Even if they're in the same room?
It's. I think it is each person who says it. You have to say it three times.
Okay.
Incidentally, did you know that they were going to make a Beetlejuice 2, Beetlejuice in Hawaii, where the plot was almost identical except they're in Hawaii?
Wow.
Do you know that they're doing it now? They're actually making Beetlejuice 2?
Wow. Are they in Hawaii?
Why?
I can only assume that maybe it's like with Adam Sandler, where it's like, where do I want to take a vacation? I know. Let's make a movie here.
Yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Adam Sandler at this point, because I'm not sure if anybody else involved in that project would be, like, into it or still around.
That's true.
Also, welcome, newcomers.
Welcome, newcomers.
Welcome, everyone. Pod.
You've signed on to listen to us talk about whatever we're going to talk about.
We have topics that were suggested at the table.
You can suggest other topics, which I guess now, does anyone else have a topic for us?
Did we go through all the good ones?
No.
Well, they're fine. I just thought I'd take a break.
You're a little judgmental, but yes.
I'm judgmental?
Well, I don't know. You definitely had some topic you didn't want to get.
Okay, you want to know the one that I've been putting off, Tom?
Yes.
4,000 dicks.
Well, I mean.
4,000 dicks agree that that is a great topic.
Yes, why would you sit on that?
Why
I
would
just
you
didn't
sit want to
start with that topic.
Dicks.
It was our first suggestion, but it wasn't the one I wanted to start with.
I respect that.
That's all.
You definitely need to ease into that.
You have to ease into 4,000 dicks.
Yeah, no, at least the first, like, 20 or so is going to need some. Sorry?
What?
The 4,000 dicks?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, like, I think the best thing to do would be to arrange them in a grid pattern on the floor so that you could just kind of, like, slide through them or crawl over them.
It depends. Are they attached to people?
Right, it'd be like it'd be like coral.
Okay, attached to people
with a bathing. Do you remember in Labyrinth when Sarah's going down and there's all those hands?
Yes.
Like that, but erections.
Oh, God. All right.
I could see
and
that.
Now that I've said it, I know it exists on the internet.
Yeah.
By the way, Tom's mom is here and she's cringing.
Because she bought my infant niece, Adeline.
Yes, why?
Who's
why,
new birth, today?
Why
whose
would
birthday
you do that?
It is.
Why would you do that?
Yay,
they knew what this was.
So back to 4,000 dicks.
Back to 4,000 dicks.
Like, do you want to do some volume calculations to find out how much containment space would be necessary for?
In the Guinness Book of World Records and things like that, like, do they have records for, like,
porn?
Porn and for, like, longest or anything like that?
They do?
Yeah.
I think they do.
They do, but it's the sort of thing where, like, after above, like, 100, really, anybody who's being the recipient of that many dicks is not having a good time. Like their upper limits where health issues become concerned.
Are you implying that people in porn aren't having fun? Because I don't know if I buy that.
Well, that's like, too broad of a subject.
I feel like I watched a video about someone who was trying to get a record or something.
Yes.
By giving guys, I think hand jobs are like the most number of, what's it called? Orgasms for men or whatever by one person in like a period of time. And I can't imagine that would be fun after a while.
No.
Well, I don't think that would be fun for anybody.
I know. Because then you have like a line of guys.
Like, number like 831, be like,
oh yeah, I'm aching to be like sadly jacked off.
So as fast
as possible.
Better than waiting in line at the deli.
Well, yeah.
Either way, you get meat.
All right, I'm going to bring it back to, unfortunately, one of our favorite topics and circumcision.
Aww.
Because you know that they actually use foreskins for, like, skin grafts and whatnot. You can stretch a foreskin really far. This is true. This is a medical fact. It is used to 4,000 skin. I apologize if anyone thought this would be a classy affair.
Yeah, we really should card.
4,000 skins? On the dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sure. Like Leatherface gone hard.
Ah. Oh.
Well, what do you think Galway does with all of them?
I assume it's like calamari. All right, do we need a new topic?
Okay.
Oh, well, actually, no. On the topic of foreskins and circumcision, so apparently there is a process you can go through if you have enough skin left, where you can actually like stretch it and reconstruct your foreskin.
That's
but cool. But it takes years and years and years and might not work unless you have like unless they left
wait.
Enough.
So you can stretch it out slowly?
Yeah, weirdly. So, I know.
Okay. Okay,
it was on Reddit last night.
That's cool.
Incidentally, sort of on the topic, I think that they tried to do the first like genital transplant. Like they gave a trans man a penis.
Wow.
And I mean, this is ideal. Like you can just trade. Wow. You're like, you know, I have something you want, something I want. That looks pretty good. Maybe. I haven't seen all 4,000, but yours is okay. Can we swap?
I think we have a literal cricket in the room.
Yeah, we literally have a cricket. That is, God is criticizing us.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so.
We have one topic that is a collection of questions, and one more.
Okay.
So, let's start
Wait,
with.
Wait, are we actually done with the 4,000 dicks? I just want to make sure. It's okay.
Well, okay. How many dicks is in a bag? How many dicks is a bag of dicks?
That is a good
is
question.
Is there a unit?
It depends, it depends on the size of the bag.
Because I know people were just sending bags of gummy dicks to those people in Oregon. Thank you.
Oregon occupiers, yeah.
So I would imagine, I'm going to say there's probably 20 to 30 dicks per bag.
Well, that depends entirely on the bag.
I think it's like if you get fruit bites. I think it's like that. It's like a little bag of dicks.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess we're not done talking about 4,000 dicks. And whoever suggested it, thank you. Those people... Wasn't it the Cards Against Humanity people who sent them, like, gallons of lube?
Somebody did.
Like a drop. No, like, it was the guy who owns Cards Against Humanity, like, 50 gallons, but a big tub of lube. And they were not happy.
No,
but if you had to deal with 4,000 dicks, that's what you'd need.
Or.
It's true.
I think it was Reddit or something I saw. There was someone who was giving away molds. Of like metal molds, they were nice to use as scrap metal.
Oh,
and
actually,
someone signed up and got it or whatever, and it was all dicks.
It was
all
dildos.
Dick dildo molds.
Yep.
And I feel like there should be a better use for that than scrap metal, but I can understand how people would shy away from accepting that.
Yeah,
like maybe make Jello molds. I don't know.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure they were getting rid of them because they were degrading. But I mean, do you want substandard Jello dicks? I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll probably break in half, and that would be dispiriting for everyone.
The molds don't degrade, though.
Well, I'm pretty sure
they're metal.
Yeah, but metal corrodes.
Not if you take proper care of it.
Right, which I don't
you
think.
You should take care of your penis mold.
Yes, I don't
the
think.
The lesson we should all take
if it's
from
your
it.
Business, you should.
No, I'm pretty sure that they were trying to get rid of them for a reason. You don't just give somebody like 50
well,
tons
of
penis
mold. Well, I think they got it somewhere. Like, I think he like inherited it or something. I was like, what the crap do I do
I
want to
be at that. And I bequeath to you, my nephew, 100 pounds of dicks. Use as you see fit.
There are so many you can find the best fit. New topic or?
We can do a new topic. I feel like we might come back to it, but.
Favorite foods and why?
What?
Favorite foods.
Favorite foods and why?
That's
gummy dicks.
Gummy dicks is not one of your foods.
No. Cassoulet is obviously the best answer. French baked beans, duck fat, bacon.
Duo has really good food.
Yes.
Duo doesn't pay us. We have to stop selling everyone how good they are.
Confit
Duo and Kingston, they're delicious.
I'm trying to decide what my favorite food is. I have trouble with that. Like, I have favorites in categories.
Let's go around the room.
Fruit?
What? No, I don't.
Chocolate?
Egg rolls.
Huh?
Egg rolls?
Huh?
I don't think that was the way to go.
Okay, like
that's true.
Like
all right, I'm aborting.
All right, we need like a horrible food story.
I have a food story. I have a tasted version to peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Why is that?
I cannot eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yes, we got that.
Because,
why?
Well, I get, no, I can eat, like, technically I can. I got sick once. Like, I got sick at a karate tournament. And I decided it was because of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich I had. So now I can't, like, smell one or, like, even think about eating one without getting sick.
You know, it's, like, 9/10 of my diet.
Right? I know, right? Like, I can't, like, I can make them now. Like, I've done that. But I've been, I can do peanut butter and honey. Which okay. you think would be too close, but eh, and I like peanut butter. Weird. I don't like jelly.
A woman here has a story similar to that. She had an aversion to corned beef for a while.
Ooh.
Because
I like corned beef.
When this anonymous woman was pregnant with some sort of sibling, and she became very ill after your corned beef. Like morning sickness. So there was a years long aversion.
For me, it's disgusting.
That's
so
one of the supposed usefulnesses of morning sickness is if you eat a lot of meat or something, it'll make it worse because of the possibility of meat used to have more possible bacteria and diseases. So if you're pregnant and ate meat, you'd throw up to get rid of anything that could be in it.
That seems like a really like inefficient way to deal with meat sickness.
Yeah, but then you're more likely to actually give birth to your child if you do that than
there are enough people in the world.
People who didn't throw up and died
but
of bacteria.
But is there enough cassoulet? No.
Probably not.
Give me a new topic.
Yeah,
fine.
Fizzled.
That's
fine.
Food.
Favorite, least favorite books, explain.
I have to see who's in the room. All right.
By Omega by Sutomu Nihei.
Is that has to be your favorite because you remembered that.
Okay. My favorite children's book series is the same as yours, probably. And it's the girl who circumnavigated Fairyland in a craft of her own making. It's called the Fairyland series. It is amazing.
It really is. Like, I'm an adult and I genuinely love reading these books.
They're like,
I'm arguably an adult.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
really, like, you know, a lot of children's books aren't well written. Like, they have low vocabulary.
They don't respect
the
children.
They don't respect children.
They don't have children suck the eyeballs out of fish to get potable water.
True.
And that happens in the first book of the Fairyland series.
They don't have two witches married to the same werewolf.
You know, one is married to the wolf, one is married to the man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay, so there's an interesting topic. Is it viable to dumb down media and stuff for children or like,
I don't think they respect it. I mean, I know at a certain point, like, you need the palbum. You need, like, the easily digested sweet thing. But after that, like, I would find it insulting. Like, I think now we're having more adult cartoons, which tend to be more for adults. And so I think at least it's more allowed in media. And I know that, or at least I gather that animators and voice actors sneak really dirty things into really innocent shows and movies.
I really like the series of unfortunate events as well. It is amazing.
And the
first few are very repetitive and they do the whole defining words. They're still good. But after a certain point, I almost stopped reading it because I was like, oh my God, I can't deal with another like 10 books like this. But then he goes off and stops doing that as much, but still in the plot, and it gets amazing. It is so good.
And I think they need to know, why does he write in that style?
Oh, okay. If any of you have read the series, I read it, and then I read Lolita. By
Vladimir Nabokov.
Yeah, which you've probably heard of. It's the same style of narration, which is intentional.
So he read this book about a man molesting a girl for years, and he's like, you know what, this tone would be really suited for children's books.
Yes.
And he's right.
And that's what I am a huge fan of, any book with an unreliable, well, most books with unreliable narrators.
Is
like
the one
those
that you thought of that you didn't like just then?
No, I just assume that there's probably several bad ones, or that it could be done very badly.
I agree with that. So
probably involving a dinosaur trunk.
Exactly.
We'll have to talk to Mr. Tingle and see.
Mr. Tingle?
Yeah.
Chuck Tingle.
Check what his internal consistency levels are.
All right. I hate to go back to this, but if you're writing smut, Do you care if it's, like, bad, if it doesn't internally consist, if it's gibberish?
I think that depends on whether or not you... If you're just writing to, like, get a paycheck, if you're just writing shitty romance novels for no reason, maybe not. But then you're not really, like, writing either. You're just sort of, like, copy-pasting, you know, the same six relationships.
What is...
I think... If for in general, I think people notice when you're inconsistent, unless they themselves are so low awareness that.
Which I think is probably the assumption with a lot of eroticas. You're, you know, you're reading it one-handed.
Well,
and
yes,
so it's like,
but,
wait a minute, I'm pretty sure she had green eyes before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although there is a series I was reading. It's not
is it erotica.
It's not erotica. It's just a fantasy series. I think it's I want to say it's McAfee, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And the characters switch horses all the time.
Why?
Like, they have specific horses, but through the entire book, they always switch who is riding which horse and everything. And the writer's explanation is like, well, they have to be, you know, used to riding each other's horses.
Yeah,
for,
but you could
like,
fix
cars.
That. You could fix that, and
it's like just write it down so you remember.
That could be just one line in the first book of the series. It's like, oh, and they switch horses periodically.
Yeah. Because I don't want to pay attention to whose horse is whose.
You just write it down in a notebook or something.
Yeah.
Should be pretty simple. How do you keep track of these sorts of details? Do you have?
No one's called me on my crap yet.
Okay.
I actually,
he has
like,
me reread it sometimes.
I do.
And then I'm good at
you
that.
You don't know my consistency.
I know some of it. I know some of your internal consistency. Like in a book, if you mention one thing like three times, it would be like you had the scene like three times.
That's
get
reasonable.
Rid of two of them.
Have I done that?
Not that badly, but you've had a couple things.
Okay. That's reasonable.
At least once.
Yeah.
Porridgey. Yeah, I think so. No, I think, like, I definitely know way more about my world than anyone else does because I cut way more than you guys ever read.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's generally true, but that's also the difference between, you know, if you care about the world you're writing about, you probably also care about the internal consistency, unless that's completely irrelevant to what you're trying, with the point you're trying to make.
That's what can give you problems, though, is like if you know something that hasn't been mentioned in your book and you just like write about it in a different book thinking it got through in a different book. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but that's why you need an editor.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
that could be problematic.
Important.
I had one of those. I don't anymore. That was a barb at you. I had a really good one on two of my books. And my fourth book, which would be coming out in April or May, I wish they'd tell me, had a different editor who was not the good editor. So I hope for the best.
Yeah.
But I do know, like, I've started
putting
I edited
it like three times, though. So.
It's true. I've put little things in my book, like, a couple of books talk about what the purging is. A couple of them mention a banzer. And I'm like, because I'm going to use them. I have ideas for this. That's actually in the book that's coming out. We'll deal with those subjects. What is the purging? Where did it come from? Find out in April or May whenever my book comes out.
You have that sometimes that, like, characters appear in other books and then you're like, and then they're important later on that you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I sort of know what's going to happen.
No,
and so I want to set up the foundations books early so they're like, oh, like Rayliss's pendant. It was so obvious the whole time. Or J.K. Rowling just threw that in at the last moment. She read back through a book. What can I make a Horcrux? That is a Horcrux.
Yeah.
It was going to be Scabbers.
So
otherwise.
Is apparently Donald Trump's hair.
Yes, yeah. Donald Trump's hair is. We've tried to bankrupt him so many times and he keeps coming back.
However, the pendant in Dark Souls does absolutely nothing. It's been confirmed. 100%. I know.
Speaking of Horcruxes.
Creative director himself.
Speaking of Horcruxes,
so,
as we were.
I went to most of the Harry Potter book releases when they did the parties. And when the last one came out, there was a girl walking around with a shirt of spoilers. And I don't remember, like,
that's
I remember
awful,
it was horrible, especially because no one should have read it yet. So I don't know, but I like tried not to read it because I didn't want the spoilers. But I did glance one thing, and that was that the necklace had been seen before, that they cleaned it in the case or whatever, and that was true. So I was ruined for that in that book. So I cursed whoever that was.
Am I about to get fondled here?
I think you are getting fondled under the table. Okay. That's what happens here.
I appreciate not, please, but
yeah.
Aww, but it's her
that
birthday,
is one experience
Daniel.
I do not wish. Yeah, she can do better.
Okay. What else?
So, all right, spoilers is kind of an interesting
spoilers?
Thing.
Spoilers?
Well, I've heard, like, being spoiled actually improves your experience. That if you go in knowing that Rey is clearly Luke Skywalker's daughter, you feel better about the whole experience.
Although that still hasn't been confirmed.
No, it hasn't been.
I mean, it...
That was not actually spoiled.
Or clone.
Or... Shut up, that's too dumb. I won't accept it. Yes, supposedly Rey could be... Luke's cloned hand.
That's much better.
Yeah.
I've heard a theory that Rey is an every incarnated version of Skywalker.
Oh, I don't like that. I want her to be new.
I did hear that she could be another Force baby. I did like baby. The Kenobi one.
I might accept Force baby before I accepted Luke's cloned hand.
Yeah, that is another problem. We talked about that before, like the idea now that everything has to be dynastic, like it's not, for some reason, it's not okay for Rey to just be some other random person, like,
which I would like.
She's too cool to be random, Daniel.
No, but
random,
that's the
people,
point.
All right,
Luke,
maybe
was random
it just has
before.
To do with being raised on a sand planet.
I guess. Yes.
Rey is just her own character and not derivative of
that would be so good.
Past.
Right. It would also be awesome because then all of a sudden it opens up the concept that there might be tons of Reys out there in the universe. It's a big fucking universe. Why would there just be this one guy who... Okay, I know. Emperor Palpatine and whoever his friend at the time was were like, oh, let's force rape the universe. And then Anakin happened. But, you know, come on.
All right.
It's lazy.
I'm going to take this literary and highbrow for a minute. Right. We're going to try. Kurt Vonnegut said that he didn't really like the idea of the crucifixion. He felt like that gave the wrong message, which was basically, don't mess with people who have connections.
Yes.
Instead, what should have happened, all the Jesus stuff should have been the same. This, you know, wandering rabbi who wanted love and whatnot. And then, after they crucify it, God should come from above and say, this was just a nice little rabbi, and look at him. Now he has anxiety. Now he's dead. I accept him. I adopt him. He is now my son. So that's what it should be like. Like, Rey can be a completely normal person who is pulled into this experience.
And be given anxiety.
And be... She has anxiety. The garbage will do.
Yep. I'm glad everyone knows and likes that meme.
That is my favorite meme that has ever been.
Which one?
Oh, it's like God says, look, I have made human beings. Then an angel says, you ruined a perfectly good monkey is what you did. Look at it. It has anxiety.
It was like a Twitter thing. And then people ran with it.
As they should.
As they should with everything. Like, he craves that mineral and...
No. That was Sixpence. Even Sixpence is like, why did you do that? Why is this the big thing?
Because it was so cool. Because goats are awesome, Tom.
Goats are pretty
good. We all know my feelings on goats.
Yes.
They're adorable, and I want seven.
All right.
Seven small ones.
Yes.
Maybe.
No.
They could be like nesting goats. Like there could be a big goat and then they could get smaller and smaller. Yes. And they would all jump off each other.
Yeah.
Yes, I played that one. It's
The seven goats, 4,000 dick mod.
4,000 dicks. Speaking of 4,000 dicks again.
As we just were.
So there's a Skyrim mod to make all the horses' genitals look realistic.
And then they put out one that's like, it's not realistic enough. When I'm riding a horse, I really want to see it. So it's an even more realistic horse genitalia mod.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, which gets back to the original, what was the first thing we were talking about? A dinosaur erotica?
Yes.
Right. If you challenge humanity at large with anything, we will do it. It doesn't matter how awful it is or random. You know.
And speaking of which, do you know that the realistic horse genitalia mod is compatible with the My Little Pony mod?
Well, of course it is. Why would you even bother?
Do you remember when we saw that mod of Fluttershy as a dragon destroying an entire village?
Yes.
That was amazing.
Yes. There was one that replaced all the dragons with Fluttershy. It's terrifying because they just have this little like sigh noise that they make. So it's just this block of...
Oh, it's creepy. Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. It's Fluttershy. It's not...
I meant Fluttershy. Fluttershy would be a better drag, and Rainbow Dash would just be
Takaki. I thought it was Rainbow Dash, but I said Fluttershy, which
Fluttershy
right.
At least 20% cooler.
Fluttershy is so cute.
I can't actually agree.
That's okay. We'll get away from the brony conversation.
Okay. We have two more topics then.
Okay.
Do we?
Well, this is part three of this one, and we'll go into this one, which is impossible to read, but I've been told what it is.
I believe it's Hard Cell versus Soft Cell.
Oh, right.
No, well, I like
okay,
this
apparently it's Hard Skull versus Soft Skull, or Cell.
Cell.
But I read it as Hard Skull. Well, I read it as Hannibal versus Soft Skull.
Well, which would be delicious.
Yes.
I once, because I had a good childhood, I once saw Faces of Death as a child, and they put a monkey in like a hole in a table.
I never saw this.
My mother, and they took a hammer and they just cracked it open and they're just eating the monkey's brains.
Aww.
Right. So I would have to say Hannibal would win over a Soft Skull monkey.
Yes.
No, apparently it's a real thing that they've done. It's a thing that happens.
They just eat brains out of monkey skulls?
But we can argue it's not as good as Little Friendlies in the Hammibull series.
Oh yes, if you're not aware of Little Friendlies and Hammibull, I will link that in the show notes yet again because it's amazing.
And once again, watch Hannibal.
Yes,
so maybe there will be season 4.
I don't know
maybe that should be our... No, I don't know if we can do a topic on that.
Now we can get to the real dark and raunchy stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
6,001 days.
Oh, we went.
With legions.
They're
legions.
Our nieces and nephews, so they're already scarred for life.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. They were warned, incidentally. They knew what they were walking into and chose to bring small children anyways.
So, speaking of which, Deadpool.
Small children?
Deadpool.
Yes. And how parents... Oh, it's so good. But people are like, this is terrible. You know, Marvel's ruining their brand. Their brand... I won't spoil anything other than that it's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't bring your kids. It is R-rated for, like, extreme sex and violence.
Also, you see Ryan Reynolds, like all burned up penis for about, like, 3 seconds.
You really
do.
I'm like, and I'm sure
there.
It was Ryan Reynolds' penis. He is a trooper. He's committed to Deadpool.
There was a tweet, at least, that was like, oh, I should have known. I shouldn't have brought my 9-year-old there. We had to walk out after 5 minutes. Waste of money. I'm like, well.
You made it 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the R rating would have.
Yeah, they're like, why didn't anyone tell me? Literally, that's what the R rating means. Restricted.
Yeah. Now, it did actually break all the records for an opening for an R rating movie. So. Good news, at least.
So, it did well. Before it came out, there was a Deadpool 2 booked.
Of course there was.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I really want Deadpool to just show up in, like, the other Marvel movies. I want him to, like, go up to Captain America and be like, you're just so pretty.
God, it'd be awesome if they released, like, you know, if they did the George Lucas thing and released editions of the old movies with Deadpool added in. Like,
here's my wallet. Take it and go.
Right.
I need this.
Just
I'm
as
going
an alternative
to say
to, like,
I heard this.
Cut.
I read this on Tumblr, and I'm not actually making this up. That they want to have Deadpool in, like, a PG-13 one. As like a person does.
Yeah, a person on Tumblr.
In an X-Men one or whatever. And have him the entire time be like not wanting to say the word fuck. Because he knew that you only get one.
One fuck.
One fuck.
PG-13
and he wanted to say it so it counts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
and then
best fuck.
He's like, he's just trying to save it. And at the end, like, Wolverine just says fuck. And
like,
he's
what
like,
the fuck?
Yeah. He's like, what are you even talking about?
Deadpool already in an awful X-Men Wolverine movie?
No, that never happened. We
yeah,
blocked
what,
that
what
out
are
of
talking
our
about?
Reality.
Yeah.
You take the Merc with a mouth and you literally removed his mouth.
I got to admit, that's an illegal move.
Yeah.
I red flag that.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Maybe they should do an NC-17 where Deadpool actually gobbles Wolverine's balls.
Maybe. you know, if he thought it would be funny, he probably would.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I really appreciate Ryan Reynolds has been pushing for this for years. I firmly believe he was the terrible version so he could become the good version.
Maybe.
He knew what he was doing. He did say that
he
this,
was biting
but,
his time.
But
then
now
why
he's
did
like,
he
now
do
that
Green
I am
Lantern?
Deadpool, he said this is the last comic character he will ever be, but he wants to be him as much as possible. So
Which
he's really been pushing
sense.
For it. If you read his Twitter feed, he's been Deadpool for years.
Unlike the Good Dread movie, we might actually get the sequel.
On Twitter, what fourth wall can he break?
All of them.
He will explore new dimensions and break walls there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're big on multi-dimension. This reality is
it's like the multiverse
computer game.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
When you read his Twitter feed, he actually shows up at your house and touches you.
So, I'm sorry. I'll be right back. So he'll come and touch me.
Yeah, is that all it takes?
Yeah, I think we can arrange that. Amber, give me a new topic.
Well, we didn't do hard sell versus...
Oh, hard sell versus sell.
Oh, right. Well, see, the hard thing is I just want to, like, you know... I
know what you want to do.
Yes, but probably unprofessional.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically, like, if you're trying to get people interested in your thing, do you let them come to it? Or do you shove it in their faces?
Yes, yes. When you're at a store, do you prefer to be approached by the staff and hassled, or do you want to just be able to go to them when you're ready to do something?
Because
I actually work retail, so...
I definitely prefer, if I go to a store...
I do whatever I can.
Yeah. Like, I'm good. If I go to a store, I'm okay with people saying hi. But if they, like, hang around, I think they think I'm going to steal something and I get nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which,
yeah. And it makes it much harder to shoplift.
It's true.
I've never shoplifted, Tom.
It's such a rush.
I really like the passive-aggressive sale. Where they come at you and they talk to you and they're like, yeah, this is really good. But, you know, goodbye. I'll just be over here. And then they just...
I work part-time during the seasonable weather doing garden maintenance for a nursery. And one of the guys who works there, I have no idea how he does this, but he's not good at gardening, but he's good at selling. And someone came in to get a mums for his wife.
Type of flower, if you're unsure.
$5 each or something, like $10. Like, it was just a little plant. And he sold him to $100-something hydrangea tree.
Because that's
that we then had to deliver.
Yes.
Because it's like, that's not a wife present. This is a wife present. I'm like, how do you even do that?
Yeah,
so
what if they don't even have a backyard or like a place to put it? It's just
you need a backyard. Buy one from us.
We have extra backyard.
Yeah, put a pool in it.
Well, even, you know, yeah, pool.
Yeah, so I used to work at the New York Renaissance Fair forever ago, and I was selling jewelry for a psychic. She should have already known this wasn't a good idea. Incidentally, it was just before September 11th, and I had some words to say to her after September 11th. I'm like, you should have told people. You're psychic, right? But anyway, I would try to sell jewelry every weekend, and... I try the hard sell. It's like, oh, like, thou art clearly lovely and wise, but thou lacks something. Jewelry! I would try that. That didn't work. It got me hit on a lot, which wasn't great. And I tried the soft sell, and people would occasionally, like, come by, and then they would leave. The thing I hated is when they're like, oh, I'll be right back. I just have to get money. I'm like, you're never coming back, and we both know it. Don't lie to me. Don't make this dishonest.
That is a fundamental truth. They
people
will never,
do that
ever
to me
come
all
back.
The time.
It's... Yeah.
If you do that, we do not actually expect you to come back.
Yeah.
Yes. No,
like,
it's all right.
We feel hard. You're terrible people and you should
No,
burn.
But we understand. Because yeah. we've probably done the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I try not to lie anymore.
I try to come back and say I'm not going to buy it.
Years ago, I was walking through the mall and this very attractive girl appeared out of nowhere. She's like, you, oh, hi. And I'm like, I kissed a lot of girls as a teenager, so which one are you? And she's like... You look like you really like children. And I looked behind her and I saw the booth with the crappy little toys she was trying to sell. I'm like, that's where you're wrong. I'm a teacher. I hate children. And she had nothing to say to me. She's like, and walked away. But that's clearly like she was trying to abuse like that reciprocity principle. Like, you must really like children. Therefore, you must really want to buy these toys from me. No.
Although just because you like, you know, I like children. I don't want them to be spoiled by crap.
Yes, and it was crap. These were definitely crappy toys.
Yeah.
And I felt, like, insulted, and I wrote about it. People are like, you know, why were you such a jerk to her? I'm like, I'm under no obligation to buy something from you. Yeah. You're under obligation to buy things from me, though.
Not just the bugs. You also have to take...
Because I'm at an attractive young lady, so I'm not abusing
you
in that way.
Are you sure?
If I was,
I'd
get away with murder. I'd be so adorable.
Some exes...
Yeah?
Disagreed with you on your
some gender. Exes believe that I'm an attractive woman.
Yeah.
Your exes are mine.
Yours, didn't they?
I did have an ex who got with me assuming that I was actually transgendered. And then she, and I'm like, no. And I didn't find this out until years later. I'm like, you could, like, I probably would have told you that. Like, up front. Just so you know, before you go downtown, either, like, it hasn't been reconstructed or, like, it's perfect.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure that's one of those things.
I will choose from the catalog of 4,000 dicks. And then
oh my god, okay. So we were on Tumblr again. And there is a girl who posted, who did a post about, like, different words for penis. Like, a whole list of, you know, like, oh, yeah. Member. Like
from
English.
Acceptable to just cringeworthy.
Yeah. And it got posted everywhere. And she was like, Mom, I'm finally Tumblr famous. And it just kept spreading. And it had, like, the conversation between her and her mom being like, ah, it's like 1,000 now. Apparently a lot of foreign people really, like, it was really useful.
Well, it's good to know because there's only turgid pike stuff is not really going to work out for me if I'm reading your porn, Chuck
true,
Tingle.
True. Yep.
I've never read a Chuck Tingle thing. I guess I have to link him in the show notes now. But
I don't know who that is.
He writes really bad erotica. Yeah. Yeah, it's all gay erotica, too. He definitely did one that was clearly about Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
There was some guy, and I'm deeply sorry that I didn't do it. And he's like, oh, if this gets 15 notes, I will write a Donald Trump erotica. And he did, and he wrote, like, a terrible one. And he made hundreds and hundreds of dollars, like, that day when he posted it. And it's still, he's like, I don't know what I did. I don't know if I should apologize.
I don't know. How do you feel about erotica about actual people? Because, like, I kind of enjoy the existence of all the political erotica that exists amongst members of the Republican Party.
But I think that's the general question of, like it's the privacy question for people that are in the media or the mainstream. Like, I don't know. It's kind of,
like,
how
would you feel if someone was shipping you with someone you did not know who is also a real person?
Well, one, I have a penis, so I, like, that sort of thing isn't threatening to me.
What if it's
two,
a guy?
I don't care.
Okay.
But that's the thing. If I were just
what
some
if it's
random
a pony?
If I were just some random person
an
and I didn't make
an actual real life pony.
If I didn't make money off of my persona, I would probably care because then somebody would be actually, like, making money off of my personas for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it might be that'd be a case where you could maybe, you know, file suit for defamation or something like that.
But if I'm
a public figure,
though, Daniel.
Okay. Yes, if I'm
you
a public figure
pony
and you know, I'm out there and I'm somebody that everybody would know anyways, then mm-hmm. I probably don't care because it's satire. It's fine.
And I do know that if you complained about it, the Streisand effect would hit you.
Oh, yes.
And there would be so much more porn and it would be so much more graphic.
Now, which
so
if I wanted more of it, that's exactly what I would do. It would be like, oh, geez, guys, this is awful. Please stop.
There was some actress, I think it was Halle Berry, maybe, and she's like, oh, you can make fake nudes of me. Just hook me up. For listeners at home, I mime like a huge breast, and that's what she wanted.
I would like to know, Thomas, how do you feel about when people write erotic fan fiction about characters in your books?
That is a good one.
It was a little uncomfortable. It happened once. And in this erotic fan fiction, my lesbian character gave oral sex to a man. And not even the right guy. I was like, no.
But he's the best guy in the series who you killed off.
Spoilers.
Oh, sorry.
He's clearly not a pumpkin. There's a vampire pumpkin in my series, so if you're not reading my series, you're missing out on a vampire pumpkin.
It's true.
Which, yeah. If anyone doesn't know how you get a vampire pumpkin or a vampire watermelon, it's that you keep it too long after Christmas.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of confused how that works with a watermelon, because won't they go bad?
No, I thought it was just like a period of time out, or if they touch the moonlight. Or
technically, it's because of a fungus.
Tom talked about this in one of his
Yeah.
I know. I like it, though. I like
it. Yeah.
And does it work for watermelon radishes?
I don't assume so. I don't think it's the fungus.
No, I was going to say, in places where you can have vampire pumpkins, I'm pretty sure anything, because like brooms, you can, remember you were talking about that, like everything can, vampirism is, you know.
And then,
what's the word?
I heard infectious. Someone confused about what watermelon radish is. And what it is a specific variety of radish that it looks like a watermelon if you cut into it, basically. It's like... I think it's actually white with red. It's white on the outside with red on the inside. And it's a storage variety, which is weird. But there are radishes that you can keep in your basement or root cellar all winter.
So this is the podcast where we talk about 4,000 dicks and radishes.
Apparently. And somehow there are still people
in the room. I am a farmer, Tom. I know about radish varieties.
You might be a doozer. Because they built things like 4,000 dicks out of radishes.
Yes, yes. Yes. They would do that.
Yeah.
So then the Fraggles eat 4,000 radishes.
Well, I mean, look at the Fraggles. What else do they do?
It's true.
Cool. Okay. Hello. So welcome. things that inspire your work.
Me?
You inspire my work, I guess.
Oh, that's so flattering. What inspires your work? She's an artist. She mentioned that.
Nothing,
because you don't do art anymore?
No.
You don't do commissions.
Existential dread.
Stop making fun of me.
I will eventually get back. I am mortal. One day I will die. I have to leave a mark in the form of books that you all buy. So you were invalidating my existence by not buying things for me.
You actually turned into an infomercial.
It's true.
But shape lady, not a good one, like Slap Chop.
Nice. Right. Is that a good one? Daniel, what inspires your work? Existential dread?
Oh, yes, sadness, existential dread, general depression. You know, the usual.
Yeah.
Although not as much anymore, which is why I don't draw my horrible monsters. So.
Well, honestly,
yeah, not being sad is like really bad for your work. Yeah, so I don't recommend it.
Oh my god,
I actually had a teacher who did that. So I got broken up with in college, obviously. And my teacher was like, yeah, because Lake was talking about it, and like months later, he was like, yeah, I felt bad about it, and it's good for you to talk it out and everything, but your artwork got so much better then. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I didn't know, you know, I shouldn't be sad about it because you got better at your artwork.
Maybe if I really cared about you, I'd divorce you. actually, something inspired me earlier today, and it was standing at a urinal, and I'm like, this will be perfect for my story. And so there's a ghost that just goes up behind guys and, like, pees through them. And it deeply upsets boys at the college in my school.
Well, okay, that's better than like, the ghost brother hand job from that Anne Rice novel that we're not going to do.
Wait, what?
That Blackwood Farms is where Anne Rice decided she was going to try to, like, mix all of her different mythologies together. And at one point... Somebody's dead ghost brother gives them like a soapy hand job.
I have not.
It's not
actually,
worth reading for that though.
Have you read the Anne Rice novels? Huh? Have you read Anne Rice?
A little. I've read every vampire one.
That was where I stopped.
I've never read any of them.
You're not missing much. I once had this experience where
they fell on my head once.
When Prince Lestat came out, and I was reading, I'm like, no, Anne Rice has no idea how to write this character anymore. This is terrible. And then I picked up the Vampire Lestat, the first one narrated by Lestat, and I'm like, this is literally the same thing. Crap. She knows it way better. Like, but I read it when I was 15, and I'm like, this is so good. How is she so good at everything she... No.
Yeah, well, but isn't that kind of the impetus behind a lot of fan fiction? Is that thought of...
Yes.
Like, oh, we have...
Over the years.
Growing up, reading better things, things that I think must inspire like fan fiction, that they're like, I see where Anne Rice is going with this, but what if it didn't suck?
Yeah. Or like Thomas Harris's last novel, Hannibal Rising. How the fuck did that happen?
Yeah.
How could he possibly have done
that? I'm going to bring in Hannibal. You see, if you watch the show Hannibal, done by Brian Fuller, it is so well done, and it's like, you could do that with the character. That's an option. Why didn't you do that, original author? And so sometimes...
Because Nazis.
Because Nazis made you
and samurai
sister.
Swords.
Shut up.
No.
Shut up.
But yeah, like one thing that happens, especially the younger you are, the more your brain fixes problems for things. Like, because you don't have actual experience to base things against, which is why, like, you know, Robotech looked amazing when you were 10. Your brain filled in all the little gaps and covered over all the bad parts.
Like, this is something, we're getting ready to sell the house I grew up with. And one thing we have is we have these big bins full of, like, just toys. Like, they used to be full of, like, McDonald's toys. And now, they're just regular bins. When I was little, I was pretty sure they were giant. Like, oh, at, yes. You know, so mm-hmm. it's the same sort of thing. Like, your perception changes. You know, you get taller.
Yeah,
and you learn how to have a better vocab.
I don't know.
I've gotten taller in my lifetime, Daniel. I did not pop out the size. My mom would die. Which she might have anyways, because she was in labor for 3 days.
Yeah. Gotta get it right.
I was 3 weeks late.
Sometimes with, at least with fiction, it takes the right author to bring something to life. For example, Daredevil was never really that good until mm-hmm. Frank Miller took over, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not ever.
But
yeah,
I agree.
Really changed it.
Good.
Yeah. Like, how would you feel, Tom, if someone else took your characters or something and did it way better than you?
I would like to cite the case of Hurt by Johnny Cash. Because once Trent Reznor heard his version of Hurt, he's like, no, it's like my girlfriend got took away, but she's so much better with him. Like, Johnny Cash did such beautiful things with that song, which I enjoyed when Nine Inch Nails did it, but it was so much better. And I'm like, I'm so glad that this version exists.
Yeah.
So I would be okay with someone taking what I did and making it better. Mm. Or worse.
I was going to say, what about Star Wars is
and
another
that's when
obvious
you get
example.
Fan fiction.
Like, the new Star Wars, amazing because it was taken away from,
and
you know,
sometimes, like,
the original person.
I'm big on the idea that the work exists separate from the author. Like, so that also lets me still enjoy the book Ender's Game, even though I think that Orson Scott Card is, you know, a racist, sexist jerk.
It's 4,000 dicks.
It's 4,000 dicks. The exact number of dicks Orson Scott Card is.
Okay. So, did you have a question? Sorry.
So, what made you like the book when you were 15?
I think, honestly, it was because I never read it. After I saw Deadpool, I was a little sad because I'm like, I could never watch Deadpool again for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Because seeing it with new eyes was so good, being surprised. But now I can anticipate the jokes. Like, I liked Anne Rice because I hadn't read Anne Rice yet, and I was young, and it seemed adult to me. I mean, they were fairly substantial books, and she does some things really well in them.
Yes.
Like, a lot of people loved Anne Rice.
Right, like, I just feel like the first 3 to 5 books are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's like she wrote fan fiction of her own work, but it's still internally consistent. It's just not what I'm looking for anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, all right, I understand what Anne Rice does with vampires, and I understand all of her imitators, but what can we do with it now? Like, give me something newer.
Yeah, and that's another kind of thing that happens too, is if you see something that takes off, you tend to you get jaded with it because you're used to it. Or I guess,
like zombies
trying
now.
To go backwards, you know,
yes.
things. Yeah, you watch the original
Zombies are the new vampires.
It's boring. It's a slow-paced, boring film, but at the time, nothing else like that had happened, and it's just because you've seen it done better so many times since that it's kind of hard to get back to.
Yeah, there are certain things where, like, I just saw for the first time Streetcar Named Desire, and I'd seen it imitated so much. Like, I knew the whole story, but then I finally saw, like the final line of, like, I've always depended on the kindness of strangers. I, like, got legitimately choked up because I was actually seeing what the original was, and it was touching.
Yeah.
I felt emotions.
It was good.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It sounds like what you guys are saying also gives a lot more validity to changing format for something, like a book being turned into a movie.
Mm.
You're putting
it in your
hands, giving it fresh blood, turning, you know, a movie or a book into a TV series, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And either, you know, making the fans very happy or pissing everyone off.
Well, that's the basic problem with anything. It's like, there's a reason DNA works the way it does. It's highly successful when you can change things. If something stays the same longer and longer, it becomes susceptible to, you know, if something kills. Sorry, I'm remotely sick. I could be home playing XCOM 2, but I'm here with you people who have no idea who I am. But yeah, it is. That is just a basic thing in nature. If things don't change, they die out, and there are various reasons for that. You know,
and
they stop being interesting. Or
the one argument I've read in defense, I'm going to say, of canceling Firefly is that without it, without canceling Firefly, we wouldn't have gotten Serenity.
That's true,
but some people considered that better than Firefly because it had a better budget and everything like that. I disagree, but that's the only argument I could possibly see.
Devil's advocacy.
So, like, sometimes it's, you know, I love reading things in different formats, right. Like reading the book, reading the manga, reading the watching the movie.
So I'm going to try to do this silver lining sort of thing. I loved Pushing Daisies, and it got canceled much too soon. Maybe. I don't know where they're going with some of the plot threads. However, if they did not cancel it, we would not have had Hannibal. And I love Hannibal. And now Hannibal has been canceled, and we're going to get American Gods.
Yep.
Yeah. So my favorite author and my favorite showrunner are going to get together.
Is it American Gods or Good Omens?
American Gods.
Okay. Are they doing Good Omens too?
I haven't heard anything. Okay. I will look into that.
I feel like they were, but I could be wrong.
Maybe they're going to make a movie.
I don't know.
I think Terry Pratchett.
Yeah, he's dead.
Wasn't really excited about that.
No, and that's also like something done really well. Is Hogfather is a movie based on the Terry Pratchett novel and is amazing. Whereas some of the animated ones are so terrible that I'm like, if somebody saw this, they would not care about Terry Pratchett.
Yeah.
And I think ideally you should make something that you're interested in the original author.
Oh, who's the guy that ruined Star Trek? J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams.
Like, holy fuck, man. Just make Star Wars. Don't ruin Star Trek to get to where you want to be.
But it might be worth ruining Star Trek to get new Star Wars.
No. No.
Fine.
No. Well, and I like that with Star Wars, they're giving it to a different filmmaker in each movie I've heard.
Yes. I'm slightly annoyed at that because it still means that, you know, we have ruined Star Trek and he only did one of the other ones. And,
but maybe another writer will do well.
Maybe, but why? But Into Darkness was so unequivocally bad that I don't think they're even going to bother with a new one.
Mm. All right, well, we are over our time now. So, Daniel, final thoughts.
As above, so below. Sorry.
As above, so below.
Okay, my final thoughts are buy my books. And also, that I really think, like, you should let media spread. Information wants to be free, though still buy my books. And change. I think fan fiction can be a very good thing, especially when you can make something better out of it. I know that there's an Amazon program where you can write fan fiction of certain intellectual properties and they will publish it and you will get paid. And you can say you co-wrote something with Kurt Vonnegut. Because that is the only fandom that I saw that I would care to write in.
Mm-hmm.
So
my final thought is it sexist that we get a note that says 4,000 dicks, but there's no way we'd get a note that says 4,000 vaginas?
Well, do we need to take a moment to talk about
4,000
vaginas?
No, that was the final thought. Because,
well, no, we're done, Daniel. I feel like that's a viable subject. We'll
talk about it next week on Q's and Pod.
So, Daniel, final thought.
That's
above, so below.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll cut it like I knew that he did that. Amber, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say bye, Amber.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.